Anonymous asks, as a woman who became datia as a child, I have always had uncomfortable family relations. To this day, many of my relatives do not acknowledge my existence. Matters have not been helped by my fractious mother, who alienated her siblings, neighbors, employees, and other acquaintances over the years over various unkind emotional outbursts and betrayals of confidences. The only happy family relationships I have are with my son, an aunt and uncle I'm fond of, and my sister. I have two related Shilas. My mother pulled the plug on her dying sister many years ago after protracted talks with me and other people about the halachos against doing so. She remains proud of what she's done and has been a sore point in family relations ever after. I am close with an aunt and uncle who never speak to her over her failure to be kind to them. Additionally, my child grew up in Ben Yochid as I was in Aguda. His father deserted us on the day he was born, and we suffered years of poverty and harassment from him as a result, even after I purchased the get. Now that I live in Israel, while my son completes college in the USA, my mother has repeatedly pleaded her case with him in my absence that I abandon him like his father, and he can abandon Judaism and me over my phoniness. He is already on the brink of leaving Judaism over the pain she suffered at seeing me maligned and mistreated by his father and Rabbanim all his life. My father is nifter, and he suffered from my mother's acid tongue terribly. I only continue the relationship with her. It is always a struggle at my son's request to have some semblance of family ties. Am I allowed by halacha to sever the relationship with my mother? I have been afraid of her since she killed her sister. I've spent a lifetime listening to a litany of other people's complaints about her behavior. She shuns therapy and there is no hope for her improvement. Now she is shattering my only loving family relationship in her effort to seem superior to someone else, her constant problem. Worse, she is doing it with my son, who begged me to continue the relationship with her in the first place when he was little. My mother and father adopted an infant girl before I was born. She had Gentile parents and has never observed the tenets of Judaism other than paper plates for Passover and lighting Shabbos candles a few times. Her daughter is about to be married to the son of a Reform rabbi. Are the daughter or the mother considered Jewish? You're responsible to determine my level of participation or lack of it in the simcha. And am I allowed, al pi halacha, to participate in the marriage celebration at all? Various rabbanim have differed over the issue of my sister's Jewishness over the years with no clear-cut resolution. If I choose not to celebrate the forthcoming marriage, I risk invoking further family wrath over my orthodoxy. I am fond of my sister and Jewish husband, but I am not willing to participate in a sham of Jewishness. I wonder if the groom is Jewish considering his yichus, and the whole issue perplexes me with related issues and questions. Perhaps neither one is a Jew, and the whole ceremony with allegedly Jewish content will be a waste. What is the Rav's response to my shiloh? Okay, I cannot respond sufficiently, because I don't know all the details. You claim that your mother pulled the plug on her dying sister and basically killed her. There are instances when one is allowed to pull the plug. Could be that halachically that was the case, what your mother did. I'm not sure. I don't know the details. To accuse your mother of killing her sister is a very serious thing, and basically maybe the shilas of what the situation was and whether halachically under those circumstances it was permissible to pull the plug would make a difference in how you look at what your mother did. A child is required to honor a parent even if the parent is a rasha, a wicked person, and most definitely one is not allowed to pain and cause a parent suffering even if the parent is a wicked person. However, honor of a parent means serving their physical needs, and if you know that your mother does not need you to serve her physical needs, and it's just a question of having a relationship with her, and having the relationship will just cause more anguish to both of you, then severing the relationship could be permissible in a way that does not cause your mother suffering, nor does it ignore her physical needs that you may be required to take care of. Regarding your sister, you don't say if she was converted or not and how she was converted. There must have been some conversion, otherwise I can't imagine there's any question amongst rabbis whether your sister is Jewish or not, since she was a non-Jewish girl for sure, adopted by non-from people, never converted. She's obviously not Jewish. If she is not Jewish, then definitely you cannot have a part in attending the ceremony of marrying a Jew to a non-Jew, because it would give your, it would imply that you are condoning this. Whether you can go to the celebration or whatever, and just mention that you you know, we don't condone this, and but on the other hand, you don't want to alienate your sister in quotation marks, and not cause greater family problems. Then you should ask a rabbi who knows the situation, who knows you, and perhaps it would be permissible for you to attend the celebration, not the actual marriage ceremony, just to avoid family problems.